Hello and welcome to the Breakthrough Coaches podcast coaching series entitled How to Make Coaching Days Work for Everyone. I'm Jill Pankost, Vice President and Managing Partner of the Breakthrough Coach. If you're listening to this session, you're a graduate of our two-day program How to Work Less, Produce More, and Still Get the Job Done in a Sensible School Week. The purpose of this audio series is to support our alumni in the on-the-job implementation of the two-day program. As with any program you undertake, challenges will arise. You'll have burning questions for which you'll want answers. You'll come to decision-making crossroads that call for out-of-the-box solutions. And inevitably, breakdowns will happen. Our podcast series is designed to support and encourage you through those make-or-break moments so that you thrive as an administrative team. So, how to make coaching days work for everyone. When it comes to planning and executing two full coaching days each week, most TBC alumni admit this task is easier said than done. Our graduates often find coaching days, the whole point of TBC's management methodology, challenging to maintain over time. Students happen, the district office calls, a sudden deadline pops up, all completely normal and predictable, and all of which can derail your best intentions. If you were under the impression that by simply scheduling coaching days, these days would unfold as planned, you've probably met with some frustration as of late. The secret to actually executing two full coaching days each week lies in careful preparation, familiarizing all involved with your new supervisory strategy, and as always, surrendering your own personal will to that of your secretary. Let's begin by reviewing what a coaching day is and what it entails. A coaching day is a day an administrator spends out on the proverbial field, observing, supporting, and coaching staff while the game is in play. For site principals, this is a day spent out in their buildings observing classroom instruction and daily operations. For district office administrators, this is a day spent out at their reporting sites, touring campuses with site principals, or a day spent out on the floor of their departments, observing, supporting, and coaching their internal staff. For site principals, coaching time begins after the first bell rings and lasts until students are dismissed at the end of the day. For most principals, this is about 5 to 7 hours, depending on your mandated instructional time. During coaching time, a principal's primary purpose is to watch the game in play and be available to staff as necessary. On coaching days, principals can observe classroom instruction for as much or as little time as needed. They're hanging around the cafeteria, the library, the playground, just noticing how the day's events unfold. They're handling staff issues, questions, and concerns in real time so that the bulk of them never end up in the front office as to-dos. Office work may be also scheduled on coaching days, but it's scheduled for after instructional time ends. An administrator's coaching days are doomed if office work is scheduled for them before their coaching time begins, because they never end up getting out of the front office. The only items that should appear on a principal's calendar before coaching time are any morning supervisory duties and their daily secretary meeting, a must before heading out for the day. A district office administrator's coaching days may start earlier and end later than a site principal's, as they tend not to adhere strictly to the instructional clock. However, the job is the same, to observe the game in play in order to provide feedback and support to the players. Both a site and central office administrator's coaching days should be scheduled out 1 quarter at a time. The ability to execute full coaching days requires intentional long-range planning. If your secretary tries to book coaching days for you in the short term, she most likely won't find any full days available. But when scheduling out over a quarter, what you gain is time and flexibility. Open days on the calendar become obvious. Your secretary can then choose to vary your coaching days from week to week or stick with the same 2 days every week, depending upon what makes most sense for the two of you. Over the course of a quarter, you and your secretary can reflect about which coaching days are working well, which ones aren't, and how you might change up the pattern to be more consistent and effective. And when your coaching days are scheduled far enough in advance, you can give others plenty of notice about your availability for outside meetings. You also gain the ability to shift your coaching days around when you must. Once your secretary has scheduled your coaching days out over a quarter, the next step is to familiarize all of your organization's stakeholders with this strategy so that they understand it and can support your success. Pay attention here. Now take a breath and listen carefully. I'm about to give you the keys to the kingdom. It's all in the setup. You want to, one, communicate your plan directly to your supervisor in a face-to-face meeting. Show her your calendar with your coaching days clearly outlined and then hand her a list of these days in writing. Explain to her how you're going to use your coaching days to forward your mutually agreed upon strategic goals. Inform her that on these days, you won't be available for meetings until after 3 p.m. as you'll be in classrooms all day doing the instructional leadership work you've been hired to do. Again, remind them they brought you on board for your expertise as an instructional leader. Let your supervisor know that if an external meeting happens to get scheduled in the middle of one of your coaching days, you'll be sending an alternate staff member in your place because you're practicing distributed leadership. That is, your training and developing employees throughout your organization become future administrators themselves. Remind your supervisor they want their future leaders well-developed and homegrown. This open declaration of your intentions will probably spark a lively debate between the two of you, but it would be difficult for any educational supervisor to argue against your plan. You've now politely informed the district office as to what they can count on from you in order to produce the outcomes they want produced. P.S. Feel free to remind the powers that be about this conversation if and when they unconsciously attempt to derail you. 2. Introduce the concept of coaching days to your teachers. Explain to them that your secretary has scheduled you to be out in the building circulating among classrooms and communal facilities for 2 full days every week, days you now call coaching days. The purpose of your coaching days is twofold. A, you'll be out where the action is, completely available to staff for 2 whole days every week to answer their questions, handle concerns, and or brainstorm together in real time. Remind them that if they come looking for you in the office on a coaching day for this kind of informal back and forth, your secretary is going to redirect them to you out on campus. And B, you intend to support each and every one of them, no matter how novice or masterful, to improve their craft. This means you will be in their classrooms regularly, watching the teaching and learning that happens there, and talking with them on an ongoing basis about what you're seeing. Explain to them that this is your job as an instructional leader, to observe teacher practitioners at work and to support them in refining and upgrading their practice. And critical to this conversation is that you include the following. Emphasize that this watching and talking has nothing to do with evaluating them. An evaluation is a formal legal document required by contract. Until you tell them, "I'm coming into your classroom on Tuesday to evaluate you," it's all about coaching. No judgments or penalties. You're committed, as you know they are, to their continued development as professionals and to the success of your entire student body. And 3, explain your coaching day strategy to your parent community. Let them know your calendar is now scheduled to include full days out in classrooms and how their children will benefit from your systematic approach to monitoring instruction. Remind your parents regularly about your coaching days using a variety of communication tools and expressions, and eventually they will alter their behavior to complement your availability. During this first year of implementation, TBC recommends delivering a monthly message to parents that outlines how best to engage with you and your front office staff. Send the letter to parents that Malachi introduced at the 2-day. It's posted for you on the online forum, and combine it with other forms of spoken and print media. Announce your upcoming coaching days at the beginning of every PTO meeting. Use your voicemail and email auto-reply messages to remind callers you're out in classrooms, and then direct them to your secretary for assistance. Establish a column on your organization's website that lists your scheduled coaching days and specifically outlines procedures for procuring help from your front office staff. Now, with all this set up in the background, secretaries, let's talk about the process of mapping out your administrator's coaching days on the calendar. Ideally, you want to start by scheduling 2 full coaching days each week for your administrator. If you've been doing this from the get-go and your administrator has been able to consistently execute these days as scheduled, this indicates two positives. One, you head up a very capable front office team. Your administrator is confident in your ability to handle whatever comes your way in his or her absence. Two, as a team, you've already developed several systems that enable your administrator to get out of the office on coaching days. My advice? Keep doing what you're doing, and now focus on refinement. We'll talk about this in a minute. For those administrators finding it difficult to complete two full coaching days a week, I'd advise you reconsider your goal. Instead, have your secretary schedule you one full coaching day every week and learn what it takes to complete one before adding a second. Notice I keep emphasizing a full coaching day, not 1 to 2 hours every day. Having done the math on this repeatedly, I've never had a client achieve more than 10 coaching hours a week by doing 1 to 2 hours every day. If you want to spend 12 to 16 hours a week coaching, you must learn to complete at least 1 6-hour coaching day every week. When you've successfully integrated 1 6-hour day into your weekly routine, then add a second, but not until. Now, note to district office administrators, one coaching day out a week at sites may end up being the perfect balance of time and resources for you. It's 6 hours more than you were getting before TBC and likely way more productive. Your second coaching day then becomes an internal day you spend observing and coaching your departmental staff. Secretaries, when it comes to upgrading and refining your administrator's coaching days, start by establishing a coaching day rotation that ensures your administrator visits every classroom or building over the course of a month. In a school of 32 teachers, that's 8 classrooms a week or 4 classrooms per coaching day. Before your administrator heads out into the building, hand him a list of the rooms he must visit by 2:30. Administrators, you can then focus on where you're headed, what you're looking for when you get there, and keep notes on what you're witnessing over time. If you have particular teachers who tend to refer a lot of discipline to the front office, plan for your administrator to spend extended blocks of coaching time observing their classroom management skills. If the C&I department wants all administrators practicing a specific walkthrough format or instructional conversation, create a game for your administrator. Their goal on every coaching day is to practice the prescribed technique 10 times, record their results, and bring you back the evidence of their work. Administrators, you could develop a matrix of standard protocols you expect to see in every classroom, carry it with you on coaching days, and use it to gather actual data about what you're seeing. You can then use that data to inform your next staff development meeting. There are numerous ways you can use coaching days to improve teaching and learning. The point is this: if your administrator is consistently completing 2 coaching days a week, together begin to up the ante on what they're doing when they're out, so that their coaching days ultimately impact student achievement. Of course, as most TBC graduates come to realize, there's a difference between scheduling coaching days and actually doing them. There's nothing more frustrating to a well-meaning, inspired secretary than a TBC-trained administrator who refuses to do as they're scheduled. Secretaries, if you've got one of these on your hands, start by forgiving yourself. It's not your fault that your boss heads up a multi-million dollar organization but still can't follow your instructions. Remember, they're a front office junkie. Second, promise yourself never to take the addict's behavior personally. They're in recovery. Third, don't give up on a good thing. Your administrator wants to do you proud, but sometimes it takes a bit of tough love on your part to get them moving in the right direction. This is when you need to summon all of your gumption and demand your administrator meet the following conditions. 1, on coaching days, your daily meeting must happen first thing in the morning. Use this meeting to get yourself prepped to run solo for 6 hours so that, barring an emergency, you don't have to interrupt your administrator's coaching day flow and he stays out of your business until at least 2:30. 2, administrators must leave the front office with a small tote bag filled with everything they need to be out for the day: request forms, data collection tools, a walkie-talkie or phone, a bottle of water, lunch. Self-sufficiency is the key here. We don't want them aimlessly wandering back into the office at noon because they forgot something critical to the task at hand. 3, district office administrators, on coaching days, you are not to come into the office in the morning at all. Instead, drive directly to the first site you plan to tour that day and conduct your daily meeting from the car by cell 30 minutes prior to your visit. Secretaries, keep this in mind. If your administrator spends more than 30 minutes in the office before heading out for their coaching day, they're going to get mired down in there and never escape. The office is like the Loch Ness, and your administrator is the creature that's been lurking there for the last 100 years. Every time your administrator sneaks back into the office just to check on how things are going, that's the end of the coaching day. Secretaries, on coaching days at the appointed time, escort your administrator straight out the office door, tell them to have a good day, and lock and pocket the key. Really. Really, 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 really don't let them back in until the coaching day is done. When your administrator finally returns around 2:30, 3 o'clock, a brief completion meeting between you two is in order. 15 minutes to bring you each up to speed, talk about tomorrow, and handle any final details so you both can leave work on time. And finally, administrators, communicate monthly with your organization's various stakeholders to let them know how your coaching days are progressing. Use staff meetings as an opportunity to share with teachers the data you've collected during classroom visits, your impressions of what you're seeing, and pose some questions that spur on their collective thinking and problem solving. Provide a monthly update to your supervisor about what you're witnessing out in the field and what you're now doing to impact what you're seeing. Make it clear to them that you're using your coaching days to directly forward their agenda. With your parents, tell memorable stories about what you're seeing throughout the building and acknowledge specific students in your reports. Cite success stories related to your new front office procedures and thank parents for their ongoing support. Toot your own horn. Make your accomplishments public and appreciate people for their partnership. If you don't, others won't be inclined to either. Be proud of your new approach and the difference it's making in the lives of those you serve. So let's end this conversation where we started. A coaching day is a day spent out on the proverbial field, observing, supporting, and coaching your staff while the game is in play. Don't expect staff performance to improve without your keen observation and feedback, which you can't do from behind a desk. You must get out, walk the field, and watch what's happening with your own eyes. The ability to maintain a consistent regimen of 2 full coaching days each week requires careful preparation on the part of both the administrator and secretary. The executive team must approach these days just like a professional athlete approaches game day, with sufficient setup and intention, a plan, and focus. Otherwise, your coaching days will become just another good idea that never gained any real traction. As the great coach Bobby Knight once said, "The will to win is grossly overrated. The will to prepare is far more important." I mean, how many successful people have you ever heard say, "I just make it up as I go along"? I can't think of one. I know, that's a gem, right? That was Mike Ditka.